Reviewing the One Big Beautiful Bill. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. We have been following up and getting opinions on that One Big Beautiful Bill that was signed by the president on July 4th. Ken Hartman is the president of the National Corn Growers Association. He's a farmer producer from just outside of St. Louis. And we talked about the benefits to the ag industry coming from that bill.
Well, I mean, we're very happy with the permit extensions on a lot of the policies that were in the bill from a few years ago. We want to always keep farms in the next generation of family. They increased that back up to the when it comes to the death tax, so that's up there at the $15 billion. We're very happy with that. They also went through and extended the 100% depreciation through the next, I believe, 10 years as far as that. So that really helps us out for those of us buying equipment. That's great there. There's some other tax advantages there when it comes to for small businesses and farms that are not necessarily in corporations. So that's a big plus there.
As Ken pointed out, there were some good positives and there were some things that may still need a little bit of work.
And they did keep the 45Z. Tax credit in there, so we were very happy that that's still there. And there's a little bit disappointed some of the value of the credits from the $1.75 they started with to the dollar we ended up with, but we're still happy that it's there.
And then it comes to the EPA and their decisions.
We're very happy that we had the numbers that came out for the RVO numbers, the mm-hmm. $15 billion for us and the 5.65 for the other side of that with the biofuels.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Lundberg.